This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1717, The Things We Choose by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Things We Choose by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. I recently moved into a new house about 5 miles from where I used to live. The move is a massive lifestyle upgrade for me and my family, but even with our increased lifestyle costs, we should be able to meet our financial goals. Life can happen, obviously, but we have a history of being good with our finances, and we're fortunate enough to make a good income with my wife in a particularly stable profession. One big downside of our move, however, is how far away it's taken us from our son's daycare. We originally picked our daycare because it was close to our home, just a 10-minute walk. Having a nearby daycare was really important to us because of our schedules. My wife heads off to work early in the morning and usually doesn't get off work until 5 p.m. or so. That means I'm the one that typically handles drop-offs and pickups. By itself, this wouldn't be a problem, but the wrench in everything is that we're a one-car household. My wife uses our car because her office is in the suburbs. That means I'm left with the task of transporting my son without a car. When our daycare was just a 10-minute walk away, this wasn't a problem. But now that I have a 4 to 5 mile distance to traverse from our house to daycare, things have gotten a bit trickier. How am I getting my son to daycare now? Most people can't imagine getting children anywhere without a car. But then again, most people aren't willing to think outside the box or put themselves in situations outside of the norm. Faced with getting their kids 4 or 5 miles, they'd tell themselves that they have no choice but to get a car. Here's what I'm doing instead. I took an electric bike with a suitable rear rack. In this case, I'm using my Rad City, although I may spring for a cargo bike eventually. I then put a Thule Yep Maxi bike seat on the rear rack, and that's all I need. It takes me about 25 minutes to get my son to daycare now, which is really only about 10 minutes longer than it'd take for me to drive there. And my son gets to see everything that's happening in the city on his way to and from daycare. I'm not a child expert or anything, but I feel like he's benefiting by seeing the city and all of the people around him. That's all it takes, an electric bike. Put a child seat or a trailer on it, and you now have a vehicle that can actually act as a car replacement for most of the year. It really is possible to move children around a city without a car. Admittedly, I do have some advantages that make biking more of an option for me and my son. Namely, I live in a city that has made it a priority to create bike infrastructure. One of the reasons I'm comfortable biking with my son is because my route is safe for bikers. It has protected bike lanes and bike paths that are separated from traffic. Without that infrastructure, I'd probably be more hesitant biking. That's the beauty of bike infrastructure. It gives people choices of how they can get around, in contrast to most places where the infrastructure has been created to only allow cars. And yes, I know the weather can be an issue, but it's not as big of a deal as you might think. A rain jacket and some rain pants can solve any rain issues. When you're using an e-bike, heat is rarely a problem. You don't have to use your own power after all. The only issue will be in the winter, not because of the cold, but because of the snow and ice. Most likely, I'll transition over to public transit during the winter months, when it's simply too slippery for me to bike with a kid. It'll take me a little longer, but I can still get my son to daycare without using a car. Why haven't I bought a car? Figuring out how to get my kid to daycare from my new house did have a simple solution. I could have just bought a car. But I've never bought a car before. I grew up in a city, so driving really wasn't something I did very often. And to be frank, the car buying process intimidates me. It may be strange to some people, but I'm in my mid-30s and I've never bought a car before. I don't even know how you'd go about buying a car. More importantly than just being scared of buying a car, the simple fact is I haven't bought a car because I don't want to. I've always preferred getting around using other forms of transportation first. I think it's better for the environment. I think it's better for me. And since this is a blog about money, it saves me money too. I think I also enjoy the challenge of getting to places without a car. The lesson here, choose the things you want. The point of this post isn't about the fact that I'm biking my son to daycare. I think it's a cool thing that I'm doing, and I don't think most people would do it this way, but that's not what this is all about. The real lesson here is about decision-making. It's not that I can't afford a car. I could easily buy a used Prius for $10,000 or $20,000, and it wouldn't be that big of a financial cost for me. But for my whole life, I've chosen not to buy a car. It's not something that I really value. Instead, I've chosen to get my son to daycare via other methods. It's not the only or best way to do it, but it's the way I want to do it. It's common to think about money in terms of denying yourself things, but that's not what money should be about. It should be about making intentional choices. Buy the things you want. Don't buy the things you don't want. And when you buy the things you want, make sure it's something you actually want. The important thing is you should get to choose. You just listened to the post titled "The Things We Choose" by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I enjoy thinking about unconventional ways of getting needs met, so I really liked this article from Kevin. We live in a culture that teaches us to demand convenience. We want things easy, fast, and right now. But being intentional requires one to slow down and be a bit more thoughtful. I'm sure most people think Kevin is a bit extreme in not buying a car and getting his kid to daycare via an electric bike. But he's doing what he wants to do. And I suspect he recognizes that what other people think of him is none of his business. It reminds me of when I was living in Brooklyn and I'd use public transportation to get to the airport. It took 2 trains, a bus, and anywhere from 1.5 to 2 hours for the trip. Most people I know would just take an Uber. But the thing is, depending on traffic, it would usually still take about an hour to get there, and it was so much more expensive. I paid $2.75 for the public transport versus at least $50 for a cab or Uber. Sure, it took a little more time and planning, but I also enjoy taking the subway much more than sitting in traffic. I agree with Kevin that you should do what you want to do. Not everything is about saving money. He mostly didn't buy a car because he just didn't want to. However, you're at an incredible advantage when what you want is also a cost-effective option. I'll leave it there for today. That's a wrap for another Sunday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.